When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
So often these days, to get a job or to even be considered for a job, you have to meet a long list of requirements in a job description. So what would happen if you decided as an employer that you would employ anyone for a vacant position, that the only qualification you were looking for was that they wanted the job? That's what Extreme Contracting Limited did. They're a Hawke's Bay directional drilling and hydro excavation company, and their operations manager, Ziggy Borden, says we give hope rather than no hope. And he joins us now. Hi, Ziggy.
Hey, Jeff. How's it going?
Good. Was this an overnight decision or something you sort of worked towards?
Can I start with that was the greatest Bill Withers song he ever wrote?
What do you reckon? Had you heard it before?
Yeah, it's my favorite Bill Withers song.
Is it?
So good.
I was in a garden bar once, and the DJ at the time put it on. I was like, "What the heck is this?"
Yeah, there's a live in Zaire 1974 version of it. Check it out.
Okay, man. Okay. Well, it sounds like you and me could just talk music, but we better talk about the actual reason we've got you on. Tell me about this decision.
Well, it's just we're a civil contracting company, so we kind of work in the industry where we get all sorts. And to make them work together, I kind of came up with the idea of, well, you got to give them a shot, you got to create an environment. So just ran from there, really.
Can you explain that what that means in practice and how it might be different to other ways of doing things?
Okay, so in our line of work, you don't need a degree or anything, obviously. You just come in, get a job, we'll take people that are truck drivers over non-truck drivers or whatever, but you have people that, you know, not necessarily skilled up, but they're keen, and you have people that are skilled up but not keen, so we take the skilled people and just train them, give them the training they need, see where they want to go, and roll from there.
Yeah, and do you end up employing people who you wouldn't otherwise employ if you did things the traditional way, do you think?
Yeah, totally. So there's that kind of culture in New Zealand where you just employ people with their licences or with their training already done. So we say, hey, you know, come in, show some interest. If you turn up every day, if you're keen, if you're interested in this, then, you know, you want to be on a digger, you want to be on a truck, we'll point them in the right direction, give them the training they need, and, see what happens.
Have you been forced to do this, Ziggy, because of the lack of people, you know, because of the labour shortage, or is it something that's kind of important for you guys to do, or have you done it because it's in the best interest of the firm?
No, it's important for us as a company, I think, and for myself to, give people a chance. The likes of we employ people through the MSD, and I think other companies wouldn't look at them, and you can have the likes of fathers that have had 2 or 3 years off work to look after their children. And the male mentality in New Zealand is to not employ them because they haven't worked for 3 years. But I'm like, hey, you keen to get back into work? And they turn up and they're like, yeah, my kid's growing up. So it's like, well, here's go, have a go, grab a truck, got your license, jump on in, let's give it a crack. And it works.
It does?
Yeah, you just got to give them the time of day and give them a chance.
You don't find yourself sitting around with the other senior guys thinking, oh, what have we done here?
No, I mean, you give them a chance as you do anyone else. You just cut through the red tape at the start. You know, if you still get someone that's not willing to work or doesn't turn up, they don't last very long, but you just find out that some of these guys just needed to be pointed in the right direction.
Yeah. You mentioned MSD, that's the Ministry of Social Development. Why do you go through them as opposed to just taking direct applications?
So we've been working with them the last few years and it's been amazing, really. They've just pointed us in the right direction. They're like, what do you need? Here's a guy. And they provide the training. So instead of us employing someone, they can have a class 4 driver turn up, ready to go. Training's all paid for. There's subsidies. There's a flexi wage available. There's funding for more training so they can come into the work group, and then we can get grants to put them on more courses like forklift licenses, figured driving courses, national certificate for directional drilling, things like that. And it works really well.
It's hard to imagine anyone opposing to that use of government funds. Spending on people, you know, to help them get a leg up to end up eventually
back
doing
at work
themselves.
And
yeah,
more skilled and it makes sense and it works.
Could you give us? You mentioned dads had taken time off to look after kids. Could you give us another example of the sorts of people who might come through in this scheme?
Yeah, sure. So young kids is another one. So turns out school doesn't work for everyone. You know, a lot of kids with learning disabilities might fall through the cracks, etc. So a shout out to all the mums and dads that are stressing about their kids that might not make it to university. Just letting you know, it's all right. We've got one young guy who dropped out of school and came straight to us, and his parents said, you know, they couldn't get him out of bed. School wasn't working. Now he bounces out of bed every day, hasn't missed a day. He's really talented. He's going to go a long way. You know, he'll probably only be with us for a few years, but it's nice to know that you can point him in the right direction.
Yeah. Is that a deal you kind of accept, that your willingness to take these people in and train them up may mean that within a few years they go looking for the next thing?
Oh, absolutely, and I hope they do, you know. We don't expect people to stay forever. It's a job. I just want to upskill them, and what happens in the background is they end up staying because they love it, which is quite nice, but, you know, we're not there to hold anyone there forever.
Yeah.
I'd like to see this young fella fly, and he could probably own his own company one day, you know.
Jeez.
Do better than I did.
What do you mean by his talent? I mean, obviously school is a way of measuring one particular sort of talent, but what do you see in him that maybe they didn't see at school?
Well, I think it's tough in the school environment. I mean, the energetic kids with big batteries, I guess, and if they're not loud and angry, they often just get ignored, I guess. And that's not a fault of the teacher or anything. It's just a lot of kids and you know, not enough people looking out for them or whatever, not enough funding, but...
The old sort of falling through the cracks thing.
Yeah, just falling through the cracks. But it's good to pick those people up, you know?
Yeah, and of like some of these people that you're getting in, that you're hiring, probably have had a few knocks and might be a bit damaged because of it or might, you know...
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you do anything consciously at work, you know, with the sort of culture of your company or the way you run things to give them the best possible chance of success with you?
Yep, absolutely. If we do, it's called Beers on a Friday. That's the first step. But no,
that sounds complicated. Well, you've got, how does that work?
Yeah, well, half of them aren't allowed one because they're too young. No, we look at everything, but what I love is you end up with such a multicultural group in the mornings. You know, I've got a Rarotongan married to a Japanese who's just had a baby with a Māori guy who's come from MSD who's great and just got his new moko on his face, and he explains the meaning of it to the old white guy over in the corner, and you know, it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you?
And they're
Yep. Go on.
They're riding to Reo all around the staff room, teaching the older white guys to Reo, which is nice.
That's really interesting. It reminds me of an interview I did earlier this week. It was actually with an American writer, and she was talking about, you know, all this talk in the media of polarization and, you know, how different people are and they can't sort of meet minds at all. And then she went and met people in sort of the working classes and found that actually people work side by side pretty easily and pretty happily.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they're not even really talking about the sorts of things that make the headlines of the newspaper.
No.
Yeah. Can you see the development of people, like people who, can you see them building in confidence? I mean, I'm thinking about that, the dude who's helping people with the reel. Like, was he like that from day one, or is that something that he's kind of grown into?
No, he's grown in confidence. So, yeah, the longer they hang around each other and they, you know, what I've found is they'll spend time on the weekends outside of work together doing stuff, which I think is really neat. But yeah, no, they're just growing in confidence, and it's great. And the company benefits from, you know, staff that turn up every day, happy to go to work, do the job. So it's a win-win.
What's that noise in the background?
That's the bells at the Clive Square in Napier.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. That's the 1:30 bells, I guess.
Yeah.
How big are you? How many people?
We got 15 staff, so we're just a Hawke's Bay firm.
Geez, it'd be great to see you grow. Great to see you grow, and you know, because it's we're obviously making a difference in the lives of the people that you employ. But yeah, I don't know. What are your ambitions for the company?
That's my favourite part of the job, I guess, is to you know, give these kids a chance, point them in the right direction, and yeah, it's a nice feeling.
Nice one.
Can only grow so big because we're Hawke's Bay based.
Yeah. Are you an owner, or are you just working as operations manager?
No, I'm just the manager.
Okay. Did you get the owners on board for this, or what's the story?
Yeah, they're right behind it. Yeah. They're loving it as well. So, yeah, it's great. Can't encourage other employers to use MSD and the likes and do a similar thing.
And the results speak for themselves, eh?
Yeah, totally.
Good one.
Awesome.
Lovely to chat to you. Thanks so much.
Yeah, cheers, Jesse. Appreciate it.
Ziggy Borden, Operations Manager at Extreme Contracting Limited. That's Extreme with an X, who have decided that they'll employ anyone who wants a job. And you've heard how well that's going for them.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.